So that's really helpful. Just so everyone's clear, I don't support this scenario either. Nobody needs to convince me. I also agree very much. This is not the model I would want to subscribe to either. But we want to see different ways that this can be thought through and the pluses and minuses to each. So I think scenario two is kind of our current model. Where you all know how that works, that basically kids are around for a portion of the service and gone for the middle section, which is essentially the readings, the sermon, and the prayers, and sometimes a chunk of the communion time, depends on how the choreography all works to that. So I'm curious what you would all point to as the pluses and minuses of our current model of doing this, just time-wise, and I'd also like to hear what you think it communicates about kids. I think that's important. So I'd like to open that up. We have one more scenario after this. So. Chad.
Thanks. I think for me there's a plus and a minus. The plus is that what we're talking about really is the service of the word portion. Right, and we all access the word in a different way. And I think what the model that we're using now says is that children have a special time to get into that word in a different way, which is a plus, I think. Those that stay here engage through the sermon and the readings, and the children engage the word through the Sunday school model. I think the negative side of that is to make the suggestion that children wouldn't engage the word in the service. But that's a positive and a negative. But I see it as the service of the word taking place, you know, in a different way for children and adults. Then they come back to the sacrament.
Yeah, that's a helpful framing for me. I agree with that. I think that is basically what we're working with. So here and then there. Yeah.
Just building on Chad's comments, another plus for scenario two is that from an operational perspective, we know it can work because that's what we're doing at the moment. So it's tried and tested. The children are in the service for parts of the service, so it's not like they're completely excluded. So, you know, they are welcome in the sanctuary for significant parts of the service. And another one is that if you take sort of from the start of the service to the end, it's contained. Minuses are there's a constraint to time in terms of the time that we have upstairs with the kids. Yeah. And that's always a challenge. Sometimes services are a little bit shorter and longer, so we're all there waiting for the SMS. Come down, because prayers have started. And that might be, you know, 15 minutes in or 30 minutes in. But most of the feedback that I've received from other teachers is that it can be a challenge, especially for the older groups, to really engage with the content at that time. And also the materials that we use, there's an assumption behind those materials that there's going to be an hour, because a lot of the exercises and activities, we just have to cut through a lot, which is fine. We can improvise and we can cut through, but there's that tension there. Yeah.
Christine, I think, was next. Yep.
What I like about this scenario is it's very flexible. So you can actually control how big a part of the worship the kids are in special program. Sometimes we could use up all the worship hours, not scenario one, though. But sometimes we can have it very short. And within this model, I don't see why we couldn't take them outside. You know, go do a little excursion. Work with all the stairs here and the old buildings and the stones and the trees. So it's flexible. I like that. That's a plus.
Others?
Yes.
Of course. Let me see.
History of the church I would like to bring back. When we came in 71, there was no third floor. It was rented, and it's only after the renovation that we got it. So there was not enough space. And the basement was also not used. The Sunday school was at the international school before service. And then the parents would have also a little room there where they could also talk about Bible sings and so on. And then they would come with the cars, and then the children would be here in the church.
Yep.
The only thing that when André Appel started the French Sunday school, because we had several families where the children didn't speak English, and we had it in the Salvation Army. And then 1 year after, I took over, and I had it for 10 years. And we would go through at the service. The other children were staying in the congregation, in the service. And I don't remember any problem there. Perhaps, well, we had pews, that's true. And there you could squeeze in the whole family into one pew. But I would say it's a question of education and explaining and etc. Also, the liturgy. Again, as you said, my children would sing it in the car too, because we had every Sunday we had the same liturgy. And when we went to the mountains at Christmas time, we would have the whole thing. We could the whole family could sing everything because we have had it. We learned it here. The children learned it.
Yeah. So that's definitely a plus to having kids in worship. And we have this history, as Emiche says, of that being the model here, the education time before the service, and then and it certainly worked. It sounds like. Yeah. Good. Yes, Ashley.
I just wanted to say a couple pluses and minuses for our family specifically with the current model. They're mostly pluses, and this is my preferred model, just in case we probably have to get going soon and we don't get to scenario three. But the pluses, so my kids are 4 and 1 right now, are that we can mostly get them to stay in the service and kind of participate with the songs and the readings until we go to church school, and then leaving for church school helps break things up, because I know that my kids at this age couldn't make it through a full service, so it helps to have it broken up a little bit. As far as the time spent, I think for the younger kids it's probably long enough, because they don't engage in the material in the same way that the older kids do, so I think for the younger kids it's probably long enough, and then coming back for communion is just it's a really nice time together as a family, so that's really important for us. So. And minuses, for our family, there at this stage, there aren't really any minuses. We're pretty happy with this setup, so yeah. Oh, and the other plus is that it gets us out of here so that we can go home and take a nap, because we're always on that schedule. Yep.
Any others to add to this one? Jonathan, yep.
Not sure it's practical, but it struck me how there's no connection between what happens upstairs and here, in my mind, sitting over there all the time for years and years. Would it be possible once in a month, maybe, or even rotating through the different age groups, for the teachers to generate, like your point, Monica, what was the one thing you got out of this Sunday school upstairs? And one person from that group could tell us when the kids come back, so that the people here understood that God's worship was going on up there too. To me, it's like the kids disappear, you know, thank God, if they've been noisy or something. No, I'm kidding. But it really is a disconnect from where I'm sitting. So that would be a way to involve them and teach us. It'd be tricky, because you have to pick the candidate on the spot and no training, you know. But I think they get the idea.
Absolutely. Yeah. Natalie.
Before got through the whole story, like at the beginning, I was thinking we were in a congregation in Scotland, and that was exactly what they did. The children left, had Sunday school, came back at the beginning of the announcements, like at the time you introduce guests and things like that. There were a couple of children that stood up with one of the teachers so that they could guide them along if they forgot, and they just gave 2 or 3 sentences about what they had, and it really did connect it.
Okay, others, we move to scenario 3. This might be quick, we'll see.